Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from the heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country
raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you. If we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd
start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Oh, I start walking your way, you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I start walking your
way. Welcome to another edition of Sweet Country Music. And I have a nice stack of records ready to play for you in the next hour. In fact, that was one of them. That was Diamond Rio and their very first hit record from 1991, Meet Me in the Middle. Boy, what a first record it was, too. Landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Music Chart. In fact, Diamond Rio was the first country band to have a debut single zoom to number one. Diamond Rio has been around under a couple of different names since 1982, but it wasn't until they changed their name officially to Diamond Rio in 1991 when their success really began. Off on the set with Patti Loveless and Something She Did back in 1989. Timber, I'm Falling in Love. It was one of five number one hits the Kentucky gal would have between 1989 and 1996, and she sold over 15 million albums worldwide. Patti Loveless is also a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you ready, kids?
Yeah!
I can't hear you!
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
You left me for the bright light of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shine down? That big old moon shines on your Kentucky girl. I swear by the moon above you. How bright is it shining in your world? Some morning when you wake up all alone, just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl. Don't wait to bring great riches home to me. I need no diamond rings or fancy pearls. Just bring yourself here, all I'll ever need. That's good enough for this blue Kentucky. Morning when you wake
remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. Guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
I have made no secret about it that I like a song with a story, and that song has a great story. That was Tom T. Hall and his number one hit from 1971, the year that Clayton Delaney died. It's a real story of a young man that Tom T. Hall knew when he was a kid. Now, in the song, Clayton Delaney was the name of the guy who died, but Tom T. Hall never revealed the guy's real name. The song is a tribute to him. I opened the set with Loretta Lynn and one of her hits, Blue Kentucky Girl from 1965, when it landed at number 7 on the Billboard Hot Country Hits. It wasn't one of her biggest hit songs, but I wanted to give that record a spin on my turntable. Now I have the urge to watch the movie about her life, Coal Miner's Daughter. Must be streaming on a channel somewhere.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Now, two of my favorite musical instruments are the banjo and the fiddle. And a really good fiddle player is a joy to listen to. And since I'm in charge of picking out the music on this show, I'm in the mood for a couple of songs featuring some good old fiddle playing. Here's Charlie Daniels.
Well, every time I hear a fiddle and he's cooking just a little, it makes me want to jump up and run. And if he's sawing with some soul boogie woogie rock and roll, well, I know I'm gonna have some fun. And when the rosin starts to fly and I'm looking in the eye like I'm just about to blow a fuse. Mama called a doctor, called your boy has got the rock and boogie woogie fiddle country blues. I met a man from Tennessee, this is what he said to me. He said music is a rat's disease. He picked up his violin, stuck it underneath his chin, started playing me a symphony. I said, that ain't the way it's done, let me see that fiddle, son. And I saw him off a course or two. He said, you better call the doctor, cause I think I got you rockin' boogie woogie fiddle country blues. Well, now if you wanna play me some fiddle, I'm gonna tell you right from the start, you better play me some low down, hold down, honking. I don't want to hit no funeral march. It's got to pick me up and roll me over. It's got to make me want to jump up and sing. If it ain't buzzing like a beehive, kick it into overdrive.
swing. Let's put some boogie rhythm in and kick it on up to the limit, cause I'm gonna put some fire on the string. And if you feel your feet start moving to the beat, and you feel like you got ants in your shoes, well, then you better call a doctor, cause you probably got the rockin' boogie woogie fiddle country blues.
Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Hello, Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Go home and Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Garth Brooks and something he did back in 1993 called Callin' Baton Rouge. Now, when that song starts, there is no doubt you're in for a musical treat. Callin' Baton Rouge made it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and is considered by some to be one of the best fiddle songs around. I opened the set with the Charlie Daniels Band and their number 10 hit from 1988, Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Blues. Now, I've seen Charlie Daniels play that song in person, and I'm still in awe. And he also did The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And while The Devil is Charlie Daniels' most famous fiddle song, the Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Blues ranks right up there with it.
Sweet Country Music. country music.
Tequila sunrise, one for my aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eye. Well, that's the night I let it all hang out. I guess that's how my head got sore. See, see, water bag, I can't stand the pain no more.
Last night we got invited to a party at the Jones's place. For fun and games and booze and things, I guess I must have drank a case. Well, that lady of mine, she drank warm red wine till she couldn't even find the door. She wound up in old Jones's bed, and I wound up on the floor. One tequila sunrise, one's for my aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eye. Last night we let it all hang out, I guess that's how our heads got sore. I said, see, water back, can't stand the pain no more.
Down.
There you go, Highway 101 and their 1989 number 6 hit, Honky Tonk Heart. It was their fourth single from their self-titled album. The song features the powerful vocals of Paulette Carlson, and as lead singer for Highway 101, she gave the band four number one hits between 1987 and 1989. I opened the set with two classic country music performers, Merle Haggard and George Jones, with their number 10 duet from 1982, C.C. Waterback. The song tells the story of a pretty wild party over at the Jones place, with the inevitable hangovers the next morning. C.C. Waterback is unusual in that it features a New Orleans horn section. I think I threw a few of those kind of parties myself, except I don't really remember. Oh, that's terrible. Hey, we're about halfway through this edition of Sweet Country Music. And on the other side of the comedy break that's coming up, I'm going to feature a sweet country music feature. Now, I can't tell you what it is right now. You got to stay tuned. But I'll be right back on this edition of Sweet Country Music.
Country music.
Laugh track.
Let's see how we're split up here. How many people are single? Single folks? How many people are married? A lot more married. Out of the two, I do believe single people have the toughest life. Just that word single. I remember being single. It was tough. There used to be nights I'd come home and I'd stagger into my bedroom, grab the covers on my bed, pull them back. I'd put one leg in there. The alarm clock would go off. I'd turn it off, pull that leg back out, and go, that didn't take long. Gonna be a bad day at work today, boy. Few people have had that day. Where you felt so bad, you knew you couldn't make it to work, so you had to call in sick. Remember that phone call? The one you would practice before you actually made it?
I am very sick. I think it's the one day flu.
And my theory always was, if you're going to lie to them, call in with something disgusting where they won't ask questions about it. Like explosive diarrhea was my personal favorite. Now, we believe you. As a matter of fact, we'll pay you to stay home with that, if you would. That's the key. It's got to be believable. Don't call in with something like leprosy. Because you'll look like an idiot. Boss, I ain't going to make it today. No, my arm fell off. You're sorry. Hell, I drive a stick shift. Half the time I'd call him, I'd tell him the truth. I didn't care. Hello, boss. I'm sorry, but I will not be able to come to work today because I cannot find my clothes. Well, I appreciate your concern, but I think if I find my house, they'll be near there. Anybody newlyweds with us? Somebody down close, been married like a year or less. Right here. How long? 8 months? How's the first 8 months? This guy, look at the guy. He's like, could be 8 months, could be 8 million years. I remember I was dressed real nice. The preacher asked me a question. I said, I do. And later that evening, I found my brain in my underpants. So, sir, how's the first 8 months? Great. Smart man. Because, you know, if he just said good, they'd be riding home tonight. She'd be going, good. Hello, goodbye. Now, what kind of wedding did the two of you have? Big one or little one? Medium. Make this as difficult as you can for me. I asked a guy in Oklahoma, I said, yeah, big wedding, little wedding? He said, Western wedding. You're sitting at the altar on a cow, they let her out of chute number two. And...
is it possible to two utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen, cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard, rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte, feeling up down to my toes, and we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Be swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on a swing with her, it makes me almost high. And Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Just a swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging. Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining a great big nightclub, and he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite, all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said, aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. One more time. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can.
Love that song from Matt Davis. It's Hard to Be Humble from 1980. Now, what I played was something he did before a live audience, and boy, you could really tell the audience loves that song from Mac Davis. They were singing along with it. Mac Davis racked up hit after hit after hit between 1970 and 1986, and even had his own variety show on NBC between 1974 and 1976. Sadly, Mac Davis passed away in 2020 at the age of 78. I opened the set with John Anderson and his 1983 number one hit, Swingin'. It was from the album Wild and Blue, which turned out to be a huge success for the Florida singer-songwriter. In fact, the Country Music Association voted Swingin' as the 1983 Song of the Year.
Sweet country music.
Time now for our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to have Jeannie C. Riley tell you the story of Harper Valley PTA. But did you know there was a sequel to Harper Valley PTA? You're going to hear it. Here we go. Two stories of Harper Valley PTA.
This way, and it was
surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. Completely down. Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Beer. Seriously, boy, I would like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley AA PTA. Hi there, Bobby Taylor, you son of a gun. I was just strolling along the street tonight on my way to Kelly's bar, and I saw your sign outside. It said PTA. I thought that meant party time already. So here I am, and I'm having a lot of fun. You bunch of sound guns. Mr. Baker, Winter Brown, Shirley Baby, Mr. Payton, and your distinguished guest. You bunch of sound guns. Hey, Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson? You say old Bobby Taylor's sitting there and seven times he asked you for a date? Well, shuckings. Hang right in there, Bobby. You'll probably come around if you just wait. And I can tell you why Mr. Baker's secretary up and left the town. She was expecting to get a lot better job with Brown and Brown in another town. Mrs. Johnson, do you happen to be a grass widow? That makes you a Johnson grass widow. Mrs. Johnson has posed the question, should Woody Brown be told to pull her when the shade's completely down? To pull or not to pull, that is the question. We're going to leave it to a vote. Now, how do you vote? Bunch of sour guns. I think you made a wise choice in beach watching TV. Now that brings us up to Shirley Thompson's breath. Perhaps I shouldn't have brought that up. Tell the Green Phantom. Hey, y'all are really a bunch of swingers, and I sure have had myself a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley, son of a gun. This is just a little Peyton place in your old Harper Valley, son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
So good.
Yeah. That's Chef Woolley and his sequel to Harper Valley PTA called The Harper Valley PTA Story the same day. Chef Woolley told the story from the perspective of someone by the name of Ben Colder, who sounded a little bit drunk at the time. Chef Woolley's sequel made it to number 24 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. 2 months earlier in 1968, Jeannie C. Riley blasted onto our radios with her number one hit, Harper Valley PTA. The song was written by Tom T. Hall and has spawned a 1978 movie called Harper Valley PTA starring Barbara Eden, and even a short-lived 1981 NBC sitcom called Harper Valley. It also starred Barbara Eden.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a light. Bugs are floating on a breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Used to be my stomping ground.
driveway, you know it all still looks the same. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. That I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song." Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. Must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, "What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song."
Any of you remember when jukeboxes used to play records? Yeah, I do. And that's a place that a lot of great country music winds up in, a jukebox. And that was Doug Stone, his 1991 number one hit, "A Jukebox with a Country Song." Doug Stone began his rise to popularity on our radios in the early 1990s and racked up a lot of hits. In fact, Doug Stone has charted 26 hit singles on the Hot Country Songs record chart. Stone is from Marietta, Georgia. Out on the set with a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in something they did back in 1987 called "Fishing in the Dark." The band, which came out of California, was actually popular on pop radio stations and country radio stations in the late 1960s and early 1970s, but eventually found a home on country stations. "Fishing in the Dark" is a good example of that success. Now, you may know one of their super popular songs from the early 1970s called "Mr. Bojangles."
Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land, in various ways. Troubles he had some,
but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love,
sent him his love,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove.
On the wings of
the snow-white dove, he sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove, on the wings.
Now, when I say I play classic country, that song from 1960 is definitely a classic. That was Furl and Husky with his number one hit from 1960, Wings of a Dove. Furl and Husky was one of the pioneers of early country music and ruled our radios throughout the 1950s and 1960s. Well, there you go. Another edition of Sweet Country Music in the can, so to speak. Yeah, I have fun playing these records. We're just playing a song about a jukebox. And some of these old 45s I'm playing actually came from a jukebox store. Yeah, you never know it because they're pretty clean. Hope you had a good time listening to some of the songs I played here on this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratka, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. Talk to you next time.